Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church on this, the fourth Sunday of Easter, also known traditionally as Good Shepherd Sunday. It's a blessing to be in the house of our Lord, continuing on the great celebration of our Lord's resurrection. If you are guests or visiting with us here this morning, we're especially glad you are here, along with all of our members. And just a reminder to fill out the attendance card you can find in your pews. Our ushers will collect those midway through the service with the offerings. Order of service for this morning is Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203 within the hymnal. We sing now our first hymn, 711, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Almighty God, merciful Father, Since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. This is a gracious thing, when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it, if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Together we confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Proceeded now as the hymn of the day is sung. Thank you. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, St. John's Gospel certainly follows the events of our Lord's life and ministry in chronological order, but not quite in the same way as the other Gospels do. For as you read through the Gospel of St. John, you can pick up a different intent of the Blessed Apostle, that of communicating more of a theological focus on Jesus, the Savior. While the other Gospels are more of a record of events, John's Gospel tends to be a record that follows in order to teach about who Jesus is and what he has come here into this world specifically to do. For example, the chapter before our text for this morning, John chapter 10, the chapter before would be chapter 9, is the account of the healing of a man who was born blind. The other Gospels do not record this specific event, and John records it in depth. Even the aftermath of the miracle itself is reported. And that leads then to the gospel reading for today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, historically known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Now, the man born blind was a tragic figure. Never had he once gazed upon the beauty of God's creation. He knew nothing of the splendid appearance of color in all of its shade and its hue. He was truly in a world of utter darkness. And the Jews in Jesus' day assumed sin was involved somehow in this tragic condition. Even Jesus' own disciples asked, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" What a strange question. Would God cause a man to be born blind for a sin committed in the womb? For a sin yet to be committed somewhere in the future? Or for the sin of his parents? Now, it is true that there are health conditions passed on to children from their parents, or that result from poor behaviors of parents during pregnancy. None of that is mentioned in the text. And the answer that Jesus gives is so that the glory of God may be revealed. After then, Jesus does the work of healing this man. The man is questioned by the religious authorities. They want to know exactly how he could now see. But could the man really explain it? This great miracle. After all, he could see none of what happened to him in that great miracle. He did not even know the man or what he looked like who had restored his sight. But surely he believed it was a prophet of God who was the healer, the man declared. Well, the religious leaders of the Jews could not handle such an explanation. And eventually, after the man persisted in this belief, they sent him out of the temple, essentially excommunicating him for believing that Jesus was a prophet, and more than that. Well, Jesus later found the man and informed him that he was the one who had healed him. The man then acknowledged Jesus as his Lord and sought to follow after him all his days. John then follows up that account with his writing about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Even though that man was removed from the very people of God, the Lord Jesus still cared for him. The man was now one of his own, one of his precious sheep. And as his sheep, Jesus was certainly his shepherd. And what does the shepherd do for his sheep? He is always on the lookout for them, always on alert for them, to protect them and to provide for them. The enemy for this man who was born blind had been the religious leaders. They were those who entered the sheepfold by another way, as Jesus would teach, and not through Jesus himself as the door. But Jesus says he is the one who enters properly by the door, and he is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. No problem whatsoever. And the sheep hear Jesus' voice, and they know him. And this is certainly true for sheep in the world even today. You can see it too with other animals, perhaps even in your own households. They know the voice of the one who does care for them and look out for them, and who do that most. And they do indeed listen, and they come when they are called. Jesus introduced himself then to the man whom he had healed, and that man worshiped Jesus, and he clung to Jesus, for now he knew the shepherd of his own sheep, and he knew Jesus and his voice. The shepherd of the sheep also calls his own sheep by name. That trend of naming animals dates a long way back. And Jesus knows each of his people by their name. They are special to him. They mean something to him. This shows the truly personal connection that Christ has with his people, those for whom he has suffered and died, and those who believe in him. As the one who truly knows them, Jesus then leads his sheep out of the pen in order to guide them in the green pastures and to the still waters. As we have recently celebrated the great event of Easter, our Lord's resurrection, we know all that the Lord Jesus has done for us. He has paid the full price for all of our sin with his own death upon the cross. He has laid down his life for his sheep. Jesus then has also risen up from the dead, showing his eternal victory over death and sin, and over all that can harm us as his sheep. As his people then, Jesus leads us out into the world around us. For the church is our sheep pen. Here we find safety and solace from the harsh world around us. But back into that world, Christ leads us. From this place, then, Christ our Lord sends you back to your homes and to your vocations. You are called upon by Christ the Good Shepherd to care for your families, to be as Christ in all of your ventures, your workings, to show his kindness, his mercy, his love and compassion to all who are around you. For Christ himself goes before us, and we follow him. We know how he cared for others, how he healed those who were in need, and fed those who were hungry. We, the sheep, then follow the Good Shepherd, knowing that he will not lead us away from himself ever, but he always goes with us wherever we go. Jesus then takes his hearers, those listening, the religious leaders, back to the idea of the stranger in the midst of the sheep. There are certainly those who try to steal away the sheep of Christ or entice them away from him. But the sheep who know the very voice of Jesus, who know who he truly is, what he does, what he promises to them, would never dare to follow another. All other voices, all other teachings, all other offers are strange to them, for they cannot compare with Jesus. In fact, Jesus says that his true sheep will flee from the stranger. If that man who was born blind had not been kicked out of the religion, he certainly would have fled away. For once he heard the voice of Jesus, no one else would matter. "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Jesus asked him. "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" The blind man replied, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." And to that the man replied, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped Jesus. Now, knowing the good shepherd, the man once blind would prefer never to return to darkness or to blindness. As a sheep of the shepherd, he would opt not to follow the stranger, but to always listen to Jesus, to follow after him, knowing his teaching, his work of salvation alone. Naturally, the enemies of the Lord Jesus, those who were the religious leaders in his day, who had no faith or trust in Jesus, had no clue what he was talking about. So Jesus shifted to another aspect of the life of the sheep. "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Now here it is quite clear that Jesus is speaking figuratively about his identity. No, he is not a literal plank of wood serving as a door. But some will use this argument in Christianity to go against the words of Jesus in the institution of his supper, where he says, "This is my body, this is my blood. I am the door. This is my body." Different ideas, different contexts, different meanings. Many will try to sway the sheep and do so without the Lord Jesus. They are thieves. They are robbers who avoid the door himself, Jesus says. Thankfully, the sheep still know the good shepherd and they do not listen to the false ones. And as the door, Jesus is also the way of life and salvation. All others who try to steal the sheep, who lie about Jesus and teach falsely against him, are thieves and robbers. They are to be avoided. And that is what our Lord grants us through his word and its teaching. All who are baptized into Christ are trained in his words. And through the questioning as such of this morning of our confirmants, that they will undergo, that all who are part of this church have undergone, we learn the very voice of Jesus and how to avoid the voice of others. For who could offer us more than Jesus? For he has truly said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Christ Jesus has indeed given you that life in baptism, in the words of absolution, and in Holy Communion. That life that Christ has given you is yours in abundance, now and forever. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and unto life everlasting. Amen. We stand. Thank you. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. By his death, he has redeemed us from bondage to sin and death, and by his resurrection, he has delivered us into new life in him. Grant us to keep the feast in sincerity and truth, faithfully eating his body given into death, and drinking his life's blood poured out for our salvation until we pass through death to the promised land of life eternal. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. We stand to sing the post-communion hymn. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. You may be seated. Special thank you to Miss Caitlin Oakes for her singing here this morning. Appreciate that and the sharing of her talents. We do have a voters meeting this afternoon at 1 o'clock. All of our members are invited to attend 1 o'clock in our fellowship hall. We do have our confirmation questioning taking place between our services. Coffee and donuts are still available down in the fellowship hall, but no adult Bible class will be held this day. There will be opening for the Sunday school in the overflow of the sanctuary, so the children are still invited to attend their Sunday school classes. Let's see, we do have LWML and a salad luncheon coming up this Saturday, and so if you'd like to join the ladies for that, that's this Saturday in our fellowship hall. And other announcements you can find printed within the bulletin. We greet each other in the peace of our Lord, and we go forth in his name.